Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Janice Tennell, and I'm your host of Beauty Talk. We are joined tonight by guests, Sean Jennifer and Marvin Church, and of course my sister, and she'll be on at the end of the show with the beauty news. But tonight we wanted to start the show off with some basic introductions, but before doing that I wanted to let everyone know that the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-4399, and you can also hit us up in the chat room where you can ask questions, make comments, and also you can send emails to info@illusionsbeauty.com. Welcome to the show, Sean and Marvin.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great. I'm not gonna introduce you all. I'll let you all do that yourself in your own little way. So whichever one wants to start, feel free.
Ladies first.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Sean Jennifer. I am a celebrity groomer and makeup artist. I've been in the industry for almost 5 years now. Is that
okay.
That's it.
I'm celebrity groomer Marvin Church. I go by the name of Marv the Barb. Many of the listeners may know me by that. I've been in the business 21 years, 30 years altogether, but I started my first celeb when I was 15. And
wow.
Loving the business.
Well, let me first say that you both didn't mention this in your introduction, but, well, Sean did say that she was a makeup artist and groomer. And Sean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you mainly do, like, film and television work?
I do. Well, with my individual clients, I do most of their press appearances, photo shoots. I've done one film. Like I said, I've only been in the industry for almost 5 years. I've done one film, and that was Takers with my one of my main clients, Idris Elba.
Okay.
So I also do
good film.
Music videos also.
Okay. And then Marvin, you're a barber, correct?
Yes.
And so you work out of a barbershop or, you know, one of those fancy salons for men or something?
Yes. Actually, I work out of a salon, a French salon, actually. It's very international, right out of downtown D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It's blocks, maybe a block and a half from the White House.
And
okay. I work from inside the shop and also on set for movies, photo shoots here in L.A., Las Vegas, New York. Wherever they need me, that's where I'm at.
Gotcha.
Nice.
All right. So, and I went through all of that because I think it's interesting that you both come from, like, different sides of the male grooming perspective. So with that being said, can you all tell us what actually is male grooming from your experience and from your perspective? Marvin?
Oh, you want me first? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's about maintaining your appearance. I like to say always be photo ready. So when you step out, you know, anywhere you're going, you should always maintain what you have going on, whether it's your hair down to your shoes, you know. So I think it really starts with your hair, of course, your facial, keeping that trim, and, you know, your top of your head, your royal crown, as you want to say, your crown. And then you work it down to, you know, your fingernails, and it's definitely not a bad thing to have. Definitely not a bad thing to have your teeth and your breath right, too, on top of that.
I agree.
And what about you, Sean? What is male grooming, you know, based on your experience?
Male grooming to me is the overall package, like Marvin said. Your hair, your skin, your nails, your teeth. I've given pedicures before for some of my guys if they have to show their feet in a scene. It's everything. And it's not, guys get caught up, they think it's metrosexual or homosexual. It's not. It's just maintaining your sexy. Don't a woman want to be with a guy with ashy feet? So,
right.
Absolutely right.
It's just maintaining your appearance at all times.
Now, I think it's interesting that you both mentioned the skin, you know, skincare. So I would like to know, like, how important you all think it is for men to get facials, you know, to use a actual, you know, skincare product specifically for their particular skin type. Like, how important is that for you all when you're grooming, especially when you're grooming the same person, you know, time and time again?
Extremely important.
Extremely.
Especially exfoliating. A lot of guys do not exfoliate their skin. They don't know what it is. You have to remove the dead skin to have nice, fresh skin. You have to exfoliate and hydrate.
That's right.
Number two things.
A lot of men have to repair their skin as well. They don't know, and they don't want anything that has too much of a fragrance, but they want to look just as pretty as the women. So,
right.
Yeah, they definitely need to get that done. I kind of bring them in from just getting a shave to getting the, you know, the clay mask, bringing all the impurities out of their skin, you know, making them feel like, hey, you know, maybe this is what I need to be getting done.
Yes.
It takes a lot of, even from stress, it takes stress out of their life, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
So, basically, you all kind of covered one area I wanted to get into, basically, with that answer, because I was thinking about, you know, like I was mentioning on the questions that I sent you all about the politics of male grooming. Like Sean said, some people think it's metrosexual, some think it's homosexual, but men can take care of themselves just as much as women. I mean, they may, you know, for women, we kind of put a whole lot more into it. You know, for men, it's not about makeup and maybe getting a manicure, pedicure done every week, but just like Sean said, you've had to do pedicures for some guys. It's a total package thing, not just the facial hair, not just the hair on your head, but to be groomed from head to toe.
I'm going to interrupt a little bit. I actually did an article in Jet, was saying goodbye to metrosexual. Welcome to the era of gentlemen. And basically going back and understanding that, yes, men back in the day, I'm talking kings and queens time, you know, they actually did look or want to look better than the women. They wore makeup, they wore wigs, et cetera. I don't think we're going back that far, but we are going back where men are stumping. You know, they want to beautify themselves, and they want to look just as good, if not better, than the women that they're around.
Well, let me ask you both. How easy does it make your job when you have a client who cares about that kind of thing, who goes out and gets facials, who goes out and gets manicures or pedicures, and then when they come to sit in your chair, like maybe Marv, like at a salon, or Sean, you know, in the makeup chair, you know, when you have to do a photo shoot or what have you, how easy does it make your job? I'm sure very easy, but...
It makes my job really easy.
Some men don't know. So how easy is it, I guess, when you have someone that kind of does some of these things themselves versus someone that you have to explain to them the importance and this is what you should be doing and telling them what kind of services they need?
Well, many of us lack education. I mean, we lack education.
Yeah.
I mean, interrupt, but we lack the education. So when someone is bringing something up, like, you know, getting a facial or, you know, taking care of your skin with just this moisturizer cream on, you know, your daily when you leave out the house every day, a lot of us lack the education. So if someone like, you know, like Sean and I, with our expertise, they'll take it and say, hey, you know, they know what they're talking about. I'm going to use it. And they'll
right.
see results over a little bit of time, but they'll start to see the results.
Exactly.
That's what people want to see, results. They want to feel it and see it without the pain somewhere.
That's right. Let me ask you, Sean, now, do you have a background in barbering?
I do not, but I am going to barber school next year.
Okay.
I will learn.
The reason why I don't mean to cut you off, but the reason why I said that because we have a question from the chat room, and I asked it because I know as a makeup artist, you know, we have male clients who we groom. You have kind of made a business, I could say, out of it. Like, you know, where a lot of your clients are males, and you've become their personal. Is that correct? Where you're
correct.
Personal. Okay. So I mean, I'm asking that question because Shayna Janelle in the chat room is asking, must you possess a barber background to get into male grooming? And the answer is definitely no. But
grooming, if I can interrupt really quick, grooming is the technical term for makeup for men. It's not
right.
a barber.
Absolutely.
So
that's what grooming is. A barber is
right.
a barber who cuts
hair. That's
what
I'm trying to ask
you. A barber that does makeup.
I'm trying to ask you to explain.
Totally different.
It just so happens, Shayna, that Marvin happens to be a barber.
But I also have makeup lights.
But you also, go ahead,
there you
Marvin.
Go. There you go. And John just happens to be a makeup artist who grooms.
Who is
a
groomer 100% of the time.
Right, exactly.
And let me throw another twist to this, too, because especially for those makeup artists who want to do film and television. As a makeup artist in film and television, you will have to groom men's facial hair. That
yeah.
is a part of what a makeup artist does, whether you like it or not. If you don't want to do that type of thing, that's a part of what a makeup artist does in film and television. So, you know, having that barbering license will definitely help you. Even if you don't have the license, just taking classes or something where you can get that that knowledge of grooming facial hair, it will definitely help you in that particular field.
Well, I mean, she has half of it. I mean, half of it is art, you know, to me. I mean,
right.
having an artistic nature. And she could pretty much, you know, look at the way the hair is growing, and she can actually take care of it from there. Just cut it.
Yeah, but, you know,
it grows fast every day.
Some people may not even have that knowledge.
Right.
I mean, I've worked with people who, you know, when they have to shave a guy, they don't know how, or they're afraid to. They're not really comfortable because that's not their thing. They think, you know, oh, that's a hair thing. Which, you know, I think it's a hair thing, but, you know, we have to do it. So if you have to do
it's
it, then, you know, why not learn?
But it's also a face thing. So that's where you come
right.
into, okay, this is the makeup yep. artist's job. Well, let me ask both of you, and any one of you can answer, now that we're speaking on it, what kind of advice would you give a makeup artist who really doesn't know anything about grooming a male or who may be uncomfortable, like she just said, with the facial hair? What kind of advice would you give them if they're not a licensed barber or they're not a licensed hairstylist, they're a makeup artist, and they don't know anything about grooming facial hair?
Well, they can go to the barbershop or somebody that they know, and they can kind of get a feel for it and go from there. I mean, you got to first learn how to hold these, you know what kind of clippers you're getting first, or what kind of implements you're getting, whether it's a razor, you know, whether it's a clipper. But know what you're doing as a direction of cutting hair so you don't irritate, because you are putting makeup on after that. And you got to understand, you know, some people are sensitive. And African-Americans, a lot of them are very sensitive to the clippers already.
Right.
Yeah, so.
So what do you think are the best clippers for African American skin? Because I know in film and television, you know, some of us like to use certain things. So I mean, what's good to you based, because you've had the experience with working.
You want
with
the inside secret?
Okay, what's the inside secret?
Well, the inside secret, okay. Well, what I use actually two clippers. Okay, I use a Andes T outliner. And I have to kind of move the blades up to set the blades up. So I move them up a little bit and set them to a way that it cuts close like a razor, but it doesn't help the skin up. And then I actually finish up the face, you know, the facial hair after, you know, knocking the facial hair down, knocking as close as I can with the T outliners. Then I go back with a shaver shaper by Walls. And
yeah,
I apply.
The red one?
Yes, yeah, the red ones. I think they come in black too, black and with a gold face as well.
Yeah.
What I do is you can't apply that to the face like Velcro, Dureco, whatever that name of that other one. I never use it. What you want to do is put a talcum powder on the face, on the facial area that you actually, you know, cut down, and then you want to stretch your skin like you was to use a razor, but you don't go into the skin.
Right.
You glide across the face. You glide across the skin where in the bearded area. And you will feel it, and you will hear it, and after you're done, you'll feel it. It's smooth, just like a razor, like a razor.
Oh, Marvin, can I be your apprentice? That's
oh, well, great. You know.
Good stuff.
Off the air, we can get all the contacts.
I really want to learn how to cut.
Definitely. And see, the thing is with doing the facial hair and doing it, the lineup and everything, you just work off the basics and maintain the shape. The makeup can cover up and make the actual line a lot darker if they really want that attraction, like they have color.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And there's other little things in there, but, you know, that's the basic.
Well, Marva, I'm not too far from you, so I'm coming for a class.
Okay.
Okay. And then Sean, you know, she wants to be the apprentice, so just remember all that.
Yes.
Well, definitely. Well, you can always hit me up, MarvTheBarb@gmail.com.
Will do.
And you know what, Marvin, I'm so used to calling you Marv the Barb that when my sister said, "What's Marvin's last name?" I'm like,
Barb.
Marv. That.
look, it's church, but it's kind of like, okay, church, Marv the Barb, church. Okay, people don't get it. But.
So what types of products could you all give to people who want to know, like, what types of products are good finishing products, like after the face is shaven?
Okay, well,
or even before applying the makeup.
Before applying makeup, I always cleanse, tone, and moisturize the skin.
Okay.
Every client. I even do little mini facials or exfoliations if they need it.
Do you have any particular exfoliants that you like?
I do. I prefer, what is it, Clinique 7-Day Scrub.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. You like that, Marvin?
Yes.
I mean, Marv the Barb.
Yeah, Marv the Barb. I'll co-sign that one.
All right.
That's a very good product.
Yeah, but I always do that before I start work.
Well, let me ask you. So we've been talking about the face. Let's talk a little bit about the hair. What are some of the types of products that you use on the guys' hair? Because, you know, I know on the movie set, if the budget allows, sometimes, you know, we'll bring in outside barbers to come in, cut the guy's hair, or sometimes, you know, whoever, depending on the actor, they may bring their personal barber with them. You know, it's really different scenarios. It's a lot of different scenarios. But when you have someone in your chair who may, like, get their hair cut, like, before they come to set or something, so you never know who the barber is or what they're doing, what do you suggest? How should we approach these actors? How should we approach them as far as their hair? Should we be offering them something for, like, to put on their hair, to give a little shine, you know, a little moisture? And I know we always have a, you know, the hairstylist always have a brush for them. What do we do?
Well, first thing I do is actually take a quick research since I got my iPhone 4. So I'll look them up and see what they look like.
Uh-huh.
But I use products.
Hilarious.
That, I use products like what I use on myself. I use products that are not oily, you know. Like
okay.
I would use shea butter, but I may use a little bit, just enough, you
okay.
know, to work it through with my hands, you know, on the hair. Rather they have waves. If they have like curly hair, you use something. You can use a light gel or something like a finishing balm, something that's not going to be too oily or too greasy. But it's according to what the character is. You know, it's according with the character.
Right.
Because you may need to do, you know, slick somebody back like the Baldwins. You know, you slick them back like mafia style. Slick them, you know, you may have to do that. You really have to use some really, you know, strong gel, you know, something that's going to, like, extra hold. Something that's going to lock it
right.
in.
Right. Thank you for saying that. I'm glad you said that. It really depends on the character.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I think sometimes people get caught up into hairstyles and makeup artists. Especially if you really don't do this a lot, they just come in and they just do makeup or do hair and not really pay attention to the character.
The detail, yeah.
Well, right.
Well, you look at the character like it's their lifestyle, and that's how I kind of like when I groom somebody, I groom them to their lifestyle, you know. And mm-hmm. the character is. You know, he's going to do this from day to day, and he's going to go into a different phase. You got to understand, you don't want to cut too much off because you may need it, you know. So
right.
it's just a lot of other stuff that you got to know beyond that point. But, yeah.
So, Marvin, tell me, are there any differences for you in grooming your celebrity clients versus your clients that come into the salon?
Price.
I could say yes and no.
Okay.
I've been cutting 21 years professionally. I have to take this person because you don't know when people come to you in the salon or the barbershop. You don't know what they do. You know, somebody's referred to you, they come to you, you cut their hair. But you don't know what they're into. So you have to treat every person, you know, like they're going to a photo shoot or they're going to look, you know, they're going to a wedding or whatever, you know, church.
Exactly.
So this actually... It instills something in you when it's your time to basically perform, you know, dealing with a celebrity and he's getting ready to go right on stage right now. You pretty much already train yourself to be able to suit that person for whatever he needs. So I could say yes and I could say no. But, you know, celebrities, you might have to have a little bit of color here, a little touch here, a little, you know, little extras.
Right. So, Sean, let me know. What's the difference, or have you found any differences in grooming your guys that you work with all the time when they do press or, you know, red carpets or what have you versus, but I guess let's take Idris, for example, because this is the one that I know about for sure. Like, you've worked on Takers with him.
Correct.
Right? So, and you said that's the one, you know, feature film that you've done. What have you seen there to be any differences in grooming your client, you know, on a movie versus all the other things that you, all the other events and photo shoots and stuff that you do with them?
No, there's no difference. I always pamper them, give them the A-plus treatment. So, no, there's really no difference. The only difference there is time. And it depends on what we're working
yeah.
on, how much time we have to, you know, accomplish a certain look or clean them up. Because if they're doing photo shoots, I like to do their nails as well. So so that's the only difference is time. That's
well, let me ask you now, they probably, from what I remember on Takers, no, I don't think we saw much anything like this, but... Because it is personal.
Mm-hmm. And Denzel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just, you know, because of pictures, that's why I mean, I think we do them all. But I was just wondering, like, you know, for instance, if there was a movie, because I know we're talking about male grooming, but I just kind of want people to get an understanding, like, if you were doing Idris, because you're doing your grooming and it includes makeup, even though grooming doesn't stop at makeup. But what I'm saying is if there was a film where, let's say, you know, he had to have a bullet wound or something like that, you know, as his personal, you're, not only are you grooming, but you are responsible for makeup
oh,
on films. But, yeah. And I just kind of wanted to let the listeners know
that, you know, we're not just stopping at, well, what you do anyway, you just don't stop at, okay, I do his nails, I do his facial hair, make sure he looks nice from head to toe. But if the script calls for a bullet wound, then you have to go there as well.
I have to do a bullet wound, yes, and maintain continuity as well. So you can't have a bullet wound on the left side of the chest and then the next day it's on the right. You keep that bullet wound in the right place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just wanted people to hear that because some of this just sounds like, you know, pretty stuff.
No, it's not pretty. It gets dirty. Intakers, we had to work with dirt when they were in the tunnel. Had to throw dirt on them, make them look all grimy and sweaty. So, yeah, it's not always pretty, but it's fun, and I love it.
He did a good job. He did definitely a good job.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And, you know, I'm looking in the chat room, and they're over here dying when I said Idris.
Women always die when you say his name.
Exactly. Yeah, because he was awfully pretty in Takers.
Well, thanks.
So over here.
Look, the ratings just went up. I know that.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
The ratings. Twitter's blowing up.
Right. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Look, Ken, I follow you. Can you follow me, Sean?
Of course, yeah. I will follow you.
Of course, because y'all got tips to share. Also, because I know Sean is going to be getting off soon, so I want to get all of my Sean questions out of the way. So anybody in the chat room, anybody has questions, more questions for Sean, let's get them out now before she gets off the line. But I do want to say to both of you that we do want to have you both back on the show on your own individual shows. So just set in mind for sometime next year.
Well, we might change the name. I mean, Mar the Bar Takeover. Just for one night. Just for one night. 1 hour, you know, the takeover.
Okay, for 1 hour. Okay. We'll say, what did you say? Goodbye to the metrosexual, hello to the gentleman?
It's the welcome era of the gentleman. Welcome.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what we'll talk about when you come back on Mars.
Okay.
with his
that'll be part two. I mean, you can go look me up on MyJet 24/7. And you can get a full coverage of that. And a video.
And a video, exactly. What kind of tips would you all share? Just give me some of your favorite grooming tips, I guess.
Favorite grooming tips?
No alcohol.
Really?
On the face. No alcohol.
No, why do you say that?
Well, it tends to dry, you know, it's not something that you want to put on the face because it tends to dry it from the inside out. I mean, pores, it dries it out. You know, you want to apply something to the skin that seeps out of pores and you can lock it in. And when the hairs grow back out, they tend to have a little more easier way to come out the hole because the hole is not closed up too tight.
So would you ever use products like a Ten Skin or, you know, what do you call it, like bump free or whatever they call that stuff?
I use one product that it's a little harsh, but it's called Bump Patrol. And if I ever had a bump on my face, one day I had a bump, okay? It was like one day. Yeah, one day I had a bump, and it was 11 o'clock. By 4 o'clock, it was gone.
Wow. Now, was this a bump like a pimple or a hair bump?
It was like a, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't a area where the hair was growing, so I guess it was a pimple, and it just went away right over the top of my my eyebrow.
So what?
Juicy one, you know.
What ingredients? Yeah. Would you happen to know what ingredients are in that product?
Well, I know definitely alcohol is in that product.
But you wouldn't use alcohol on the face.
No, I wouldn't use it like definitely on the facial. You know, a lot of people use Sea Breeze. You know, the kind of. You know, cleaning. You don't want to keep using those products because what it tends to do, it tends to make the skin, you know, really harsh and hard and brittle, like, you know, just, you know, we're not going back to cowboy days. We're going, you know, to the future, and we're starting to have better knowledge of how to take care of ourselves. So we don't want to go back into using that old stuff that stings and, oh, that makes you feel like a real man. Oh, yeah, it stings. But we want something that's going to, you know, down the road, we won't have a crater face. Down the road, our skin won't be fading, you know.
Right. So. Well, I want to ask Sean one more question from the chat room before she leaves.
Okay.
Well, I have two questions for you before you leave, but one of them is from the chat room. And before I ask her the question, I just want to make sure everyone out there who's a makeup artist that's listening, I want you to understand that male grooming is a part of makeup artistry. If
right.
you are a makeup artist.
Right.
You know, if you are a barber, of course, it's automatically a part of your business. But if you are a makeup artist, it's a part. So it's not like two separate things, like I'm a makeup artist and then I became, you know, a groomer, like I left makeup artistry alone. It's a part of that. Shayna Janelle wanted to know, how did you break into male grooming from makeup artistry?
Oh. I don't want to sound mean, but I just prefer to work with men over women. Starting out a few years ago, working with celebrity women, they are just overly demanding and rude and obnoxious, and I couldn't deal with them. One bad experience, and I was like, I'm done. And then I was, a friend blessed me with by introducing me to Idris, and the male grooming just went from there. And from working with him, I built a relationship with Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers called me to groom Denzel one day, and that was almost 2 years ago, and I've been doing all of his stuff based in L.A. For almost 2 years now. And I also work with, let's see, I don't know if I should say these names, but I work with other guys. So
it
I just
my
started.
She did
I just
Denzel.
Started. I just started. You
I
know,
mean, you,
it's
you
all
said
about.
You got one.
That's it. Yeah, there it is.
Right there.
Well,
that's
the other,
all we need to know.
She groomed Denzel. It's over for me now.
It's over, right?
It's over now. Shoot, I'm not even going to LA now.
No, I'm not his barber. I'm his groomer now. I'm not his barber. I'm just his groomer.
Okay. I take care of loose ends.
But that's how I got into grooming. Yeah.
And, you know, your story has been the experience of a lot of people. You know, a lot of people worked with women and just not feeling it, you know. And, you know, or they maybe have started out in their careers, you know, where you start off just doing men and it just became something that you liked and you just stay there.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's not a, I mean, sorry that you had to have that experience, but I know a lot of male actors out there are happy. So.
And
well,
I'm a happy sister and I'm a happy groomer.
Yeah, well, she didn't have that bad experience somewhat, you know, Idris, Denzel, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining. I'm happy.
No. I know you are. And we have Tim Buchanan in the chat room. So, hey, Tim. Welcome to the show. And then the last question. I know you have to go, so we don't want to hold you. But my last question is, what is beauty to you?
Beauty. Beauty to me starts from within. That's beauty. You could be aesthetically drop-dead gorgeous, but if your heart is ugly, you're ugly. So that's beauty to me.
Absolutely.
Real talk.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we don't want to hold you. We know you have an event you have to go off to. Thank you so much. A lot of our listeners, you know, they're going to be following you. Yeah, they're already in the chat room discussing what you guys' Twitter names are. So they're going to be following both of you.
Okay.
So,
Just give it to us again, anyway.
Okay. Again, my name is Shawn Jennifer. My website is www.shawnjennifer.com. ShawnJennifer.com. And my Twitter is ShawnJanJan, J-A-N-J-A-N.
And you spell Shawn, S-H-A-W-N.
Yes.
Okay. Shawn
yes.
Jan.
Well, thank you, ladies. This was fun.
Thank you.
And you too, Marv. I'm going to follow you.
And we'll send you his information as well.
Okay.
I'll be makeup prince.
And I'll be your barber and princess.
There we go.
All right.
I'll be in touch with you.
Thank you, guys. Have a blessed evening.
Okay.
You too.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, Marv.
Okay.
20 how many years?
You know, actually, it's 30 years, but 21 professional.
Oh, wow.
And
21 years professional, 30 years in the business total.
Yes.
And you said you did your first celeb at 15?
Yes.
What were you doing at 15?
By then I was doing, you know, a lot of people at my dad's job, older cousins.
Now, your dad's job, was he in a barbershop or was it?
No. He worked at DuPont. He worked for DuPont.
Oh, okay.
But, you know,
a lot of co-workers, like, barbering during their hair.
Yes, I'm the youngest of five. I had to find something, you know. I had to find my niche, you know, so I started out, just sketching in my house. I always wanted to look like the older kids. And, I just started shaping myself up after I got a haircut. And I said, you know, I could do this. And my dad was like, you know, cut it yourself. You know, so I wound up cutting myself, and I never stopped.
And so how old were you when you got licensed?
Excuse me?
How old were you when you got licensed?
Oh, 18.
Okay, so about 3 years later. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And so at what point did you say, I want to work with celebrities?
I guess it's kind of like the norm. It did kind of just happen. I take everybody the same, you know, face value. And I don't get overwhelmed. I mean, it's been one person that I was kind of touched, but I wasn't overwhelmed, but I was very proud of what I did, which was Stevie Wonder. And I was a request. And, that Stevie can't, you know, he can't see what I'm doing, but he can feel me. And that's all I ever wanted, you know, from anybody that I ever cut, is that it can feel me in my craft and what I do. And
Nice. So, I know we talked earlier a little bit about some products, but what are some of your favorite brands of products that you like to use? And what should a barber or hairstylist or even a makeup artist who grooms a lot of men, what kind of products should they have in their kits for grooming?
You're saying for the face and the hair?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the products that I've actually been using for a very long time, well, one of them is Caracare. It's a cream hair conditioning, hair dressing. But I've been using this product by Curtis Smith. He's the guy that cuts, Curtis the barber who cuts P. Diddy's barber.
Right.
Exotics, if I'm saying this right. I actually use Sweet Jamila. You know, it's a shea butter. The shea butter thing he has there, it's a product that I like the consistency, and I like the way, you know, I like the way it feels, because you don't, not only do you use it on your hair, you use it on your arm, I mean, you know, so it's, you use it on your body. But I like that product a lot, and I've been using Frederick Benjamin shampoo and conditioner as like a spearmint type of feel, and that's by Michael James. The products that I would say to have in your kit would be something like those type of products that's not going to be too oily, too over the top, and that for people that are doing makeup, you don't want something that's going to kind of like start leaving a cast along the edge of the hairline, stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
definitely got to have the tweezers or a razor. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the guys now are starting to shape their eyebrows up, just the tops. Some of them take the inside a little bit, but mainly the tops. And in between, can't have the unibrow, so you got to have the tweezers. And some people have, like, the little the strips, you know, the little waxer strips. They do that, too. But I would say tweezers. Of course, those clippers that I use as T-outliners and the shaver shaper by Walls, I can't go anywhere without them. I actually had a client. His name was Houston Alexander. He's a UFC fighter. He actually I'm glad I traveled with two pair because he actually bought them from me after I actually shaved them. And he said that hey, I shaved my head, I shaved my face. I said, well, give me a shot at it and see if I can get a little closer. So I did one side, and he said, keep going. And, yeah, you know, the rest of
the story. You know, I remember working on Stomp the Yard 1, and the barber that we used on that show, he had one of the shaver shapers from Wall. And the guys really loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, well, I have to have one. That thing was so hard to find. Every beauty supply, every you know, Sally, everybody was out.
Don't worry, I got you.
No, well, I want a big one.
I get two of everything.
You know,
okay, well, take one for me then.
Yeah, two of everything.
I wound up getting one, but it's like, it was so hard to find. The thing is, I guess it's so popular. And now, well, by the time we got to Stomp the Yard 2, a couple of the dancers on there had some, you know, had them themselves. Like, some of them just carried them with them. Because I don't know, maybe wherever they went, some of the barbers or hair people didn't have them. I don't know. But they were just really hard to find.
Well, hair shows.
Yeah.
They're definitely set up at hair shows. And you can get a better price. I think they're no more than $50, like $40 to $50. And they come with an extra set of blades and an extra face because that screen there is kind of, it'll crack on you sometimes if you're not careful.
Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with now.
Always get two. Just, you know, when you find them, always get two. I definitely, the hair shows, I always go and just kind of stock up just in case. I mean, I know we travel, you know, by plane a lot and they throw your bags all over the place, and sometimes your blades can crack. Always have some spare blades. And like I said, with those, they come with an actual plastic cap that actually protects it just
protect
in case
it,
something
yeah.
like that happens. Yes. So you can always
Well, you know, when I finally found it, I bought the last one, so I couldn't get this. So, you know, but that's good. That's good to know, though. Staying away from products that are too oily.
Yes.
That's the thing to know. What is up with the men and the eyebrows now?
You see a lot of that in Puerto Rico. That's where I've seen a lot, Puerto Rico and some Dominican Republic areas. I've seen it with some boxers. Like I said, the king and queen days, I mean, some of that's coming back where guys are starting to, you know, do certain things with their hair, with their facial hair, and you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people, you know, it's a kind of like a little fad here in certain areas. I can't really speak on because I don't do that because I kind of just work with what I have. But
mm-hmm.
if it gets too much, a lot of guys will just trim it. They'll just trim it down because they don't want like a big thick beard on top of the, you know, the eyebrows. But you know, mainly just
mm-hmm.
keep the shape. Mainly just keep the shape. Don't do too much arching. Just keep it kind of close to its natural state, so you don't have all this excess hair growing. That's maintaining.
Gotcha.
That's the maintaining. That's what I usually do for the guys.
Gotcha. Now I got kicked out of the chat room. So are there any questions? Any more questions? I'm asking my sister. Are there any more questions in the chat room?
I don't see any.
Well, then is Tim still in the chat room?
He is, but
y'all know I don't talk too much.
can I just go back to one thing that Marv said? Marv, if you don't mind, you mentioned something about when you did Stevie Wonder,
okay.
and about him feeling
what you were doing. Can you just talk about that a little bit? Because that was kind of deep to me. Like, and I think sometimes people don't quite, like makeup artists or hairstylists don't quite understand sometimes, like when you have a client, and it's important that your clients can feel you. Like, it's important that, and even the ones, of course, that can see you, it's important that your clients can kind of feel your energy and they know that what you're doing is what they're going to like.
Okay, well, the thing is that we're the professionals, you know. It's kind of like going into a doctor. When they come to me, they have a point with me, and it's up to me to put them at ease, okay? They see themselves every day. They know what they look like when they come in there. So it's up to me not to shame them. It's up to me to make them feel comfortable in the direction where we're going and where I'm going to take
them.
So I kind of basically just groom and talk, you know, the way – talk them through it. You know, I talk them through it, and then they get a little more comfortable. And then I go ahead and finish the job up, and they're just, you know, happy. But the thing about with Stevie Wonder was that he had a pair of clippers, you know, that he was using on his face. And I said, well, you know, Mr. Wonder, do you mind if I use mine? And he said, sure. He wrapped his up real quick, and I just talked him through it. And he said, well, what kind of clippers are those, you know, as he liked the way they feel. And I didn't just, you know, just say, Steve, well, I'm going to use these. That's it. This is what I use. I don't use your clippers. No, I just talked to him, and he treated him with respect, and he allowed me to service him. And that's all I asked, you know, allow me to service him. And once people feel you and they feel your hand, it's a difference, because a lot of good barbers, they have a good hand. You know,
mm-hmm.
they have a
mm-hmm.
good hand. Not somebody just grabbing your face up and your face is being distorted. Someone that's, you know, knows where to grab, knows where to hold, knows how to hold your face. And that's basically
Absolutely.
What I did with Mr. Wonder, and, you know, the rest is history.
Well,
I was
you
in touch
also,
a request, by the way.
But you also said, you said something when you said, you know, we're the professionals. And
yes.
I think it also goes back to something that Vivica said last week. Not only are we the professionals, but we are to be professional. And I think when people can see or can feel or can just kind of sense your professionalism, I think they will, you know, start to kind of trust you. Because it doesn't matter how great you are, but when someone's worked with you for the first time,
mm-hmm.
they have to, you know, they got to try you out. They got to feel you out. They have to... there's got to be something about you that's going to make them comfortable, that's going to allow them to touch them.
Well,
you know,
first you want to look the part. You got to look the part.
Well, absolutely. And that comes with being professional. You know, you have to look the part.
Well,
you know, you have to sound the part, meaning that sometimes you just can't run your mouth.
That's true.
You know?
That's
so
true.
You have to be professional. Sometimes people don't want to hear you, you know, talk all the time.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I'm probably the only one that wears a suit when I cut, but a lot of people say, well, God, this guy's cutting with a suit. I'm sure he looks like that. I'm sure he can take care of me. So,
all right.
This presentation, you know, consultation, that's a good startup.
Well, you know what, Marvin? I meant to ask this question when John was on the phone as well, just to hear how both of you handle this. But, you know, a lot of African-American men deal a lot with the ingrown hairs.
True.
So I just wanted to know, how do you deal with that? How do you treat that from your experience?
Well, first of all, I have to look at it and see how the actual skin is. If it's really, really bad, then I really can't do it. I could be honest to them. They might have to go to the dermatologist. But I have pulled, you know, I've pulled hairs out through using like a warm towel, compresses up to the skin, and with pre-shaving oil, just like tea tree oil. And I actually had pulled the hairs out with a tweezer. But the thing is, when you actually are doing all that, and applying, you know, the creams that can actually work to take the bumps away, then you got people that have to, when they go home, they have to maintain that regimen too. It's all about building up a regimen. So I can treat it for that moment, but if you come back and you still do the same thing at home, it kind of like takes away from what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of goes into another question you may have to ask me down the road, but I'm saying you have to maintain this. When you come back, when I cut somebody and I groom them, I groom them the way I want to see them come back. It's just the hair just growing in a little bit. So dealing with facial, the beard, and ingrown hairs and all of that, I try to treat that the best way I can at that time. And when they come back, they have to consistently come back to me, and we can keep on treating it, and I can give them something that they can use when they're home.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha. Now, how is that? How can you prevent that?
Well, you can prevent it by, since I'm not a doctor, I can tell them, you know, they can go to a physician or the dermatologist and see, you know, get a little test there first and see what type of products that can best work for their face, but... that's my first thing, go to a physician. But I would treat it with, you know, a facial, a mini facial, something that can actually, you know, exfoliate the skin and actually just do the best treatment I can do for the skin, bring all the impurities out of the skin. The clay mask, that's a good product to actually help out for ingrown hairs. That's mainly what I do to start out with. And then we go from there.
Okay. Nice.
But dermatology, save your money. Go to the dermatologist sometimes, because a lot of people buy a lot of products, and they have 20 products that they're using on one face or using on their hair, you know. So.
Is there something they could do? Is there something that they could be careful of doing when they shave to prevent that?
Yes, preparing the face. I would say first thing, wake your face up. A lot of people go in. They go in the bathroom and they just start picking up a razor. Some don't even wet their face up. They just shave. So you have to prepare your face. You have to wake your face up. You get the blood flowing through your face. Like jump in the shower. Wake yourself up. Because if you're not up, your face is definitely not up. So you want to wake yourself up. You know, let the water hit your face. You know, wake up. And then once you jump out of the shower, what I like to use is some products for Art of Shaving. I use a pre-shaving oil that actually softens up the bristles of soften up the hair bristles. And then I use a shaving cream over top of that. I use a dime full shaving cream. And I lather the face up. And then I shave with the green. And that's the basic startup. And then how you finish, you can shave once with the green, and you can re-lather up, shave with the green again, or you can shave against the green. For most African Americans, I would say to shave with the green if you're going to do it twice. Then after that, you know, you can use another, like a warm face cloth. You can take all the excess residue off your face, and then you can come back with a aftershave balm. And I use shea butter a lot, so I say that shea butter and aftershave balm that I use from Art of Shaving, I use will actually lock in some moisture inside the pores, and it'll seal the face up and protect it for when you leave out the house. And you won't be dry, you won't be ashy, you will feel refreshed.
All right.
That's the basic startup. That's the basic startup. I do it all the time. I do straight razor shaves. Anybody's welcome to come down, pack your skis, and see me. Call make an appointment with me.
Oh. That's good stuff. Anything that you want the listeners out there to know, your website, what you're working on, anything you want everybody to know?
Well, I could tell them to go see the movie this upcoming this new year at the Top of the Pyramid with Dean Cain and Steven Guttenberg. They can also see Vengeance of Danny Trejo's. It's coming this July. They can always look me up on mydebt247.com, Arrow of the Gentleman. I actually have a video that actually follows up for that. It's called The Explanation. You can also follow me at Twitter, at Marv DeBars. I'm also on MySpace, Marv DeBars, as well. That's pretty much it.
Cool. Well, if you want to hang around a few more minutes, my sister, you have your beauty news you want to share with us?
I have some quick beauty news. I was writing it up when I was on set today.
Beautify. Come on.
Just praying that I would be able to make the show. So... finally made it in time to, you know, hear the entire show. Thank goodness for that. First things first is we have IMATS coming up in London in January 29th through January 30th. It's going to be held at Alexandra Place in Wood Green in London. And for more information on that, you can go to www.imatsshow.com. That's imatsshow.com. Marietta Carter Narcisse is teaching a script breakdown class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of this week, so you only have 1 week left. The cost of the class was $500, but if you take the 1 week, I guess it may be half of that. But it's going to be, or it is, a great class to take, especially if you think you want to, you know, be in the film business or, you know, work on television. It's a great class to take. So if you're interested, you can email Marietta at MariettaCN@BellSouth.net. That's Marietta, C as in Carter, N as in Narcisse, at BellSouth.net. I just wanted to really stress how important that is. If you do want to do film and television, that will be a great class to take. And even if you can't make this class, just, you know, email her anyway if you're interested in any of her other classes or just interested in doing a one-on-one with her on this particular class. Again, a script breakdown. And last but not least, just a reminder, we will have a show next week, but we will not have a show the week of Christmas. But then after the week of Christmas, we will pick up our show on Thursday night again the week after Christmas. And that show is going to be a very special show. It's going to be a show for our listeners to call in, to, you know, go out in the chat room and, you know, just call in with their questions, chat about their questions, chat about what they like about Beauty Talk, what they've learned from Beauty Talk, you know, call in and chat about anything they want to chat about. So that show will be for you guys. So don't forget, that will be the week after Christmas. Can't remember the exact date, but call in to 914-803-4399, and we can talk about whatever it is beauty-wise that you want to talk about.
And we just want you all to know we're looking for you to call. I mean, you all are great supporters. You are out there every week, either in the chat room or calling. So I'm looking for Jen James. I'm looking for Technicolor. I'm looking for Francis Williams. I'm looking for, I just went blank on
Shauna Janelle. We're looking for Tim
Shauna
to call.
I'm looking for Tim to call in.
We're looking for Marv the Barb.
That's right. John Dandan, and it's a whole lot of people that supported us throughout the year, and we're just very thankful because it was, every time I think about when we, our very first show, my sister and I, was hilarious. Nobody was listening, thank God, but at the time, but we're just happy about how far the show has come, and it's because of you guys listening, tweeting, telling everybody. I saw Jim James put a post out on Facebook today. Thank you. And there may have been other posts. I just didn't, you know, I haven't been on line today, really. Thank you very much for your post, Marvin. So, I mean, you know, it's because of you all getting out there posting things on Facebook and Twitter and telling people about it. I know our followers from the Detroit area have grown because of Jim James. Thank you, Jen. You know, so just there's people all over the place listening to this show now that we had no idea, and you know, now we're finding out about a lot of people, and a lot of people are following us from Twitter, from all over the place. So it's an awesome feeling, and we just thank you all for your support. So we just want you all to call in on that last show of the year to tell us what you think and, you know, what you learned and what we can do to make the show even better.
I just want to mention, if there's ever a time, especially the day of the show or something, when you were just mentioning about people, you know, tweeting about the show, you know, if there's ever a time where you don't see us on Twitter, it's because, you know, we're not slacking up. We may be working and just can't, you know, get on to tweet about something. So we really do appreciate you all, you know, tweeting about the show and, you know, putting things out on Facebook and just responding about it when we do tweet about it. It's, you know, it's really good that you're out there and you're doing that because, like I said, sometimes we just can't do it. It's just, you know, sometimes it's just too hard to get out there to even be on the phone while you're on set or whatever. But just to know that we have backup, you know, somebody's got our back, we really do appreciate it.
Right. So with that being said, we encourage you all to continue to listen, continue to follow us. And also, it's important that you go out, for those who watch the Beauty Talk web series, go out there on YouTube and watch those shows. We're trying to get the numbers up. And there is a problem, some kind of trying to fix it out. There's a problem with the subscribers. So if there's some subscribers out there who are listening, if you subscribe to the show but you aren't getting notifications, let us know, because there have been some subscribers who said that, and we're just trying to figure out what the problem is and how to fix it. So, again, we thank you all. We thank you again, Marvin, for joining us.
Thank you.
We definitely look forward to having you back next year sometime. And also, feel free to continue to put those grooming tips out on the blog, our blog. We miss you there.
Most definitely. I got something for you.
Okay, cool.
11 on the way.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm coming soon for my lesson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, I'm in Cali next week, y'all, so anybody want to hit me up, you know, and get groomed, I'm there for 4 days.
Oh, well, you know, that's where Sean is, so we'll make sure we give you Sean's information so you and Sean can hook up.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thanks,
everybody, for
listening. Thank you very much, and I'll be in touch with you soon, Marvin.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
You too.